Blog Talk Radio.
But
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Live Yahweh Radio, special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast special edition called Thursday Evening is now on the air. I be your host by name, your Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, and this is a part number 156 live broadcast special edition called Thursday Evening. We're going to get right on the line by getting our elder and tell you all about this broadcast, and we'll go from there. Top part of the special edition called Thursday Evening. So when you meet our elder, he will inform you on exactly what's going to be taking place and everybody's duties. Take number 156, so we meet the elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, there, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, what a foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up, and this is called a special edition called Thursday Evening, and on the international side, there's over 500,000 plus already lined up. But we got our eyes especially on the six anointed camps, because once we got it down pat where we can meet them where they're at, Yahweh can show us the next hand. So whatever you want to tell this national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side, take your time there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, and you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that is a good thing, because the more people we have listening to the word of Yahweh, the more we have spreading the correct information. It's just like I had one person ask me about the verse in Psalms that I used to give, 96. Ask me, Elder Tibbs, what do you mean about Psalms and that bring the tithes into the house? Ain't that up to Yahweh? I said, well, let me answer this question for you, because sometimes people have things in their own mind. You can't answer what's in their own mind, but you have to give it to them the way that it's written. You have to ask yourself, does Yahweh come down to collect tithes? Or had you forget that Yahweh with his word can create all? Some forget that. So this question remains, how is this done? We receive Yahweh's word that he has given us through the protocol, and we're taught in this program what the protocol of the Bible is. So in turn, we do nothing. In Malachi chapter 3, it reminds us that when you look at chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, 9 says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove now therein, saith the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it. Well, you know, when we come into the temple and get Yahweh's word, or when we receive it online, you know, we often question about that too. So not only do we have to answer about tithes and offerings, we have to answer about the word. Well, let me give you a verse on that. See what this says in Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 24. 23 says, "And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, By what authority did thou do us these things? And who gave us this authority? 24. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, if which of you will tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Sometimes you have to watch the questions that you ask. Because if it's not what you really want to know, you get the wrong answer. Don't be like a Pharisee. You know, always have like a tricky question, like the Bible says they speak. You have to know that we're walking a narrow pathway to get to where we have to go. And it's not so much leeway where everybody can go in one time. And we're reminded of that in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there's fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. Well, you can get yourself into deep water if you want to, but swimming in that water won't help you. Well, if you fall in the fire, we often speak about falling into the fire. There's no way out of that. So this is why we're here, to help guide you through all this confusion that's out here. Dark times, bad teaching, and loud bump of gums. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We always come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. We even get questions about that. How can you people get this much information from this one book? I don't understand it. Then we have to break that down. It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahweh. Your health. That's right. We even speak about your health from the book. Foods that you should eat. And keeping the Sabbath days. And much more. And all this comes from this one book. This is information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyadav.com. After clicking there, just on the big line, you will see some choices. One of these choices is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Now, I had already spoken this earlier to give an explanation about coming into his courts. And on this note, a man of biblical wisdom asked me, he says, Elder Tibbs, do you really know what tithes and offerings and alms mean? I said, sure, after giving the answer. He said, well, let me give you a verse. Gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. 3 says, there can be no good to come to him that is always occupied evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Well, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh always loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, that's mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Is Yahuwah Live. And also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health food we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, one good note, we even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends, that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. You'll find this feature can be gotten to by entering three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call or leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But now in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire what our members know as the 12 pilgrims via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. One other note we'd probably like to ask is please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcasts or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if your question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call that number trying to teach. You will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on any search line. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose any program that you'd like to listen to, or even the previous day that you have missed. Also, during the normal broadcasts, you'll find we're also transmitting simultaneously on Paltalk. We're being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find us, your Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But one good note. When you are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly. Remembering, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion, as we're reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of covenants of the saints." But when we do this, we keep scriptures in mind. But when you find those trying to win the Bump the Guns contest, they're the ones that miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto them. So we may start to rehearse the righteous act. We will pass the program back over to our seed of Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
All right there, our elder, hallelujah, Yahweh on that. This is top part of the special edition called Thursday evening. We did mention that we will take a look at that big dignitary on something that he said earlier about the colors. We'll take a look at a couple things along the way. So we open lines up and see what's going on, and we'll go from there. So we open the line up and see if we find who going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 156. Then we'll go from there. We'll see which way we can kind of assist in this report on Answer Machine. We're going to find out what that's all about. I'm going to open the lines up and see what we got going on. Open the lines up.
Before they turn the world upside down, we gotta stop these men. Before they turn the world upside down, see, he don't preach God in black. I most certainly do not. I preach God in the spirit. They say he don't preach God in black. I most certainly do not. I preach God in the spirit. The Bible is not designed to cater to nobody's color. Who cares how black you are? In the 30s and the 20s and the 40s, God was not concerned with trying to make any race superior to another. Black supremacy just as rotten as white supremacy. Here we are on the last day. There's a cultural reel from the Old Testament. And the folks who walk around driving about so cheap, dirty, filthy, ungodly black kids. Hey, the folks who walk around driving about so cheap, dirty, filthy, ungodly black kids. And the folks who walk around driving about so cheap, dirty, filthy, ungodly black kids. And the
Okay. So the big dignitary pastor got a problem with, and his emotion said that the Almighty never made a difference about any race, and someone march around and brag about their cheap, filthy black skin. So we're going to take a look at that and see if that stand up when you hear a conversation, and that's a good thing. But if the Bible support that, we'll see. Let's open the lines up and see what we can get going on and take care of that real quick. And see if that stand up that the Almighty have no special race. He cares less about color. We'll find out all that shortly. Remember, this is called a special edition called One Cake, number 156, and we go on and find the young lion and bring him in. We'll see if we get something going on. See, does the Almighty make a separation according to Scripture? But let's bring the young lion in first and Sink, and we see if he's coming on stage. So we meet the Young Lion with Loud Boss. You say, Young Lion, Bo Micaiah, Israel, Tribe of Yagdah, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Cameroon. Yahweh bless you, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, here Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, go out there, Young Lion. Well, that's a good thing. You know, our thing is to show in Scripture, when you hear stuff like we just got through hearing there, Young Lion, it's just how to let that unfold itself and then be like the Bereans in 17, verse 11, and see if it's so. That's how you get at that. Because you had the crowd working up real good, and that's a good thing. And we're going to see can we tie that in, Young Lion, with some scriptures and see where to hold up what we just got through here. All right. Let's see who else is going to be on stage for the nice episode, part number 156. Mother E, will you be on stage for the nice episode, part number 156, special edition called Thursday Evening? Mother E, Tribe of Yagdah, Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahweh beat you, that's St. Roy. Mother E, Yahweh beat you, St. Roy. Well, we don't hear Mother E right now, but I guess we'll hear a little bit later. So what we do, we'll get something going on. We know yeah, she'll be getting... Go ahead there, Mother.
Yahweh bless you, Israel, or see Roy. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read something. It's a lot of noise over here at this center, so I just listen in because I have to put you on mute.
Hallelujah. All right there, Mother. Like I said again, it's take number 156. We're just going to get something going on. So, you know, all this must come to pass, but we still got to do Yahweh's business, and thus says Yahweh. So you handle on that end, and we'll see if we get something going on. Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, is standing by. Brother Micaiah, let's see what Matthew 10:19 said that we can read there. Come on.
Okay, in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak. For it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be delivered up. And before we do Luke 12:12, what did he tell you if that happened in St. John 16, verse 33? He said, it's going to happen. You're going to be delivered up. No doubt about it. But tell me, what did he say that's going to happen that he experienced already in 16:33 of St. John there, Young Lion?
The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So then when the chief speaker of the nation of Israel pulled that verse there, Young Lion, in 2 Peter chapter 2:20-22, he pulled that verse. Then we get some Luke 12:12, because one thing about it, all verses is pulled from somewhere. And we have to be clear how to paint the pictures, how to pull verses from where that source coming from. So in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, down to verse 22, can you set the old seer out before we get up some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 that'll come out?
Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 reads, for what glory is it if when you be buffed for your faults, you should take it patient? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patient, this is acceptable with Yahweh. Verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
So when he was hot and heavy, he done no sin and was no guile found in his mouth. That means we have to make sure we always clear, take a deep breath. And when somebody got the mouth going real good, let them have that. And then have the scripture that talks about in Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what it said.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. So, in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, we hear the ass machine message saying that black skin is cheap, dirty, cheap, dirty, and ungodly. I think that's how I heard. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to investigate this black skin and see if it's cheap and dirty according to Luke 12. Now, we're going to open up in Ezekiel chapter 16. That's why you let the righteous spirit lead you, Brother Micaiah. Go to Ezekiel 16 now. We're talking about cheap, dirty, black skin. Can that stand up with the scriptures? We're going to the 16th chapter because a couple of these big camps saying are fair, but you give us a little something that we can work with because we want to confront him in the scriptures. But don't call us out. Well, no problem about that. We'll give you something that you can read. And any one of the six anointed camps can address the issue. Both be it, go read in the book. Let's see what he said. He said in the 16th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he says that we can read. And we open up with Ezekiel the seer in the 16th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. What did he say to a people that will put a name on it as the scriptures put a name on the people that Ezekiel is addressing? Let's see what's going on in 16th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3 of Ezekiel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, chapter 16. Chapter 16, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, again, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, 2, son of man, cause Yahdah Judah to know her abomination. Verse 3, and say, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah unto Yahdah Judah, your birth and your nativity is of the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother an Hittite.
Mm-hmm. So you're not really going to get off into that part right there because that's the Almighty is doing a little signifying right there. But that ain't the part we want. We want to find out, he says, that take this word and tell them that to a people from Southern Kingdom. So Ezekiel's message was to a people of the Southern Kingdom. I want to read that verse again. Now, the word came to Ezekiel the seer. And what did he say in verse 2? Again, now, one more time. Verse number 2. 16, verse 2. What did he say to them in 16, verse 2?
All right. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, son of man, cause Yahdah Judah to know her abomination.
Mm-hmm. So the message spirit was sent to tell Southern Kingdom Judah their abomination. So then he said, also tell them that when he eyeball them. Let's see what he says in verse 5 down to verse number 9. Let's see what he eyeballed the southern kingdom of Judah, the peoples of Judah. And now he put it tell Ezekiel to remind them of something 5 down to verse 9. Let's see what he says in 5 down to verse 9 in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verses 5 down to 9. Verse 5 reads, "None I pitied you to do any of these unto you, to have compassion upon you, but you was cast out in the open field through the loathing of your person in the day that you was born." Verse 6. "And when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said unto you, when you was polluted, when you was in your blood, live. Yes, I said unto you, when you was in your blood, live." Verse 7, "I have caused you
hold
to
that point. Hold that point. Hold that point. Be kind of be listening. I'm going to be breaking in on you when Almighty give me something to work with there, young line. So he says in verse 5, "No, I pitied you." He said, "No, I pitied you." Now, Mother E, what is he talking about in Isaiah 5, verse 4? Let's talk about, he's talking about a people. He said, when I did finally put my eyeballs on you, I let the world know I pitied you, and you was waddling around in your blood, and you was in bad shape. That's what he's saying. He said, Ezekiel the seer, go tell a people that we ain't basically put a good name on them yet, but we will. Mother E, what it says in Isaiah 5, verse 4? 5:4, Mother E, what it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Isaiah, chapter 5.
Verse 4. Yes, ma'am, what it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Oh, boy.
I think, yeah. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. What does it say there, Mother?
Look at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. "What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I look that it should bring forth grapes, so it forth wild grapes."
Mm-hmm. Good, right there. That's it. So he said he had a vineyard. He said it's nothing else that he could have did more than he did to it. Talking to Isaiah. So now when Ezekiel was on the clock, he told Ezekiel to say, "Now you go tell my vineyard some things to remind them that when we read over here in Ezekiel 16, verse 5, none I pitied thee. Nobody reached out to help you whatsoever." And he tell you, you know, when he passed by, he seen you just wallowing in your blood. So that otherwise he had you where the fact that you had to do something, Mother E. So you had to do something. See, Yahweh bagged them to where they got to do something. So maybe it gonna take the same thing, it don't change. So he bagged them down, Mother. In the book of Exodus, I want to pull a precept out, Mother. He bagged them down for what reason? He waited on them. He waited on them, Mother. In the book of Exodus, we're going to see exactly what's going on. He waited on them, mother. He waited on them for what reason? Let's see what we can read there, mother. And I'm struggling right now because we're trying to paint the picture real nice. In the book of the 14th chapter of Exodus, mother, he waited on the children of Israel, the children of Southern Kingdom. We ain't put a name on nothing yet, but the Bible do all that. And 14, verse 13, Exodus chapter 14, verse 1 and 13. That's all I need. Exodus chapter 14, verse 1 and 13. You on the clock, mother.
Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 13. Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, saying, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
Well, there it is again. So he waited till his back was against the wall. They had nowhere to go but believe on some Yahweh or drown. Told him, stand still. Now I got you where I want you at. So Yahweh, sometimes he wait on you and see how far would you go before you return to him. He'll watch you. So now, so Ezekiel is picking up all this to remind these peoples that when you was in bad shape, he said, nobody pitied you whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Mother Eve, in Jeremiah chapter 50, even Jeremiah got into this. And even told Jeremiah words. So all the men of Yahweh, the fears, they got a little pieces to jab at the children of Israel, to always remind them of some things. And 50 verse 7. What is to remind the children of Israel was children or whoever. We ain't got a good name on it yet, but we will. But in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7, we're just going to paint the picture. And what is it that we can read in Jeremiah 50, verse 7 there, Mother E? Jeremiah 50, verse 7.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Yahweh, the habitation of Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their father.
That's big talk there, mother. So, again, all the sins of the Bible line up with each other. So when Ezekiel was on the clock, again, it's remind the peoples of the book that everything you got off into, every nation put a boot on you. All of them is guilty. That's the message. All of them, if they're guilty then, and now all of a sudden you think they're not guilty today. See? So now Ezekiel on the clock, and now he making a statement, young lion. So he letting you know that you was in the same predicament that Isaiah said. You got back off into it again. When Jeremiah said it, Ezekiel came after that to remind him again the same thing. You read back in that same old hole that the other nations have put you in because you have forsook what was told. And let's get back to it. In Ezekiel chapter 16 there, young lion. So now, you're in bad shape. We kind of paint the picture. Pick up at verse 7, and we'll read down to verse number 9. What did it say? 7 down to verse 9. Ezekiel 16, 7 down to verse 9, young lion, come on.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 7 down to 9. Verse 7 reads, I have caused you to multiply as the bud of the field, and you have increased in waxing great, and you are come to excellent ornaments. Your breasts are fashioned, and your hair is grown, whereas you was naked and bare. Verse 8. Now when I passed by you and looked upon you, behold, any time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swear unto you and enter into a covenant with you, says Yahuwah, and you became mine. Verse 9. Then washed I you with water. Yes, I thoroughly washed away your blood from you, and I anointed you with oil.
Mm-hmm. So you see that? So now, Ezekiel is here. Came to them and let them know he rehearsing the righteous act that Jeremiah talked about and Isaiah talked about. So he said, now, after everybody had kicked you in the ring, done you in, you're rocking in that same old boat again. So here come another seer to tell you to come up out of it, that condition that you're in that same old boat again. But now we're going to skip down to verse 14 and see what he say. Now, we try our best to paint the picture where the middle spirit wants us painted based on the tape that we heard from the answer machine saying black skin. You bragging about your cheap, filthy, dirty black skin. So now we're going to see how you address that according to scripture. Now remember, the Almighty doing the talking through Ezekiel, and Ezekiel is talking to the leaders of Israel, to the peoples. So now look what he says in verse 14 and verse 15. Now watch this. Verse 14 and verse 15.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, and they renowned went forth among the heathen for your beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon you, said Yahuwah. Verse 15, but you did trust in your own beauty and play the harlot because of your renown, and poured out your fornication on everyone that passed by. His it was.
Verse 15 again.
15. But you did trust in your own beauty and played the harlot.
Stop it there. Hold on now, y'all. I'm trying to paint the picture now, so be kind of be reading with Benji, but keep them big ears wide open. So now, he don't put two words on the people that he's talking to in verse 14 and 15. Young lion, what two words that will depict to describe these peoples according to verse number 14 and 15? So now Ezekiel talking to these peoples, but it's two words in 14 and 15 that we want to examine. Can you tell Ophir what two big words that's in verse 14 and 15 that we need to kind of peep at real carefully? Can you help me out there, young lion? And Mother, he'd be freely to jump in if you catch him staggering over there in verse 14 and 15. Come on.
Beauty.
Excellent. Beauty. Excellent. That's big talk with Dale. You hear that 6 and 9 in camps? What are you talking about? These people's right here, he put on them beauty. Beauty.
That's right.
There you go. There you go. In verse 14, so far, and verse 15, he said, you trust in your beauty. But the beauty that the Almighty is what put on you. So he put on you called beauty. So you had a word on you called beauty. So you describe all of the nation about the peoples of beauty. According to, and you trust in your beauty. And so that would happen. But I got to put a rabbit out of hat behind that, Mother E. You trust in your beauty. Now, good. Now we're going back up to Matthew's mother. And we're back up to Matthew chapter 3. See, we're gonna let the mental spirit paint the picture. See, you got to know how to paint the picture. You know, don't worry about the bump the gum contest. If they believe in the Bible, then let the bump the gum contest go on down the road. But then you have to be prepared to just put some Matthew 3 on them. Let's see what it says in Matthew verse 3 there, mother. Let me set the stage. John the Baptist, he was out there baptizing in the Jordan. And all of a sudden, something happened that caused attention. We'll look at verse 5 and just read the way you see it there, mother, and we put all the dramatics to it. You just lay it out there and we'll touch on it. Just get a nice little flow going in the third chapter, verse 5, and we can walk it on down to verse number 11. Take your time now. I put the dramatics in it. You just deliver your part of Matthew chapter 3, 5 down to verse 11. What did it say there, Mother E?
Okay. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 to 11. Verse 5. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judah and all the region round about Jordan. Verse 6. And were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Verse 8. Bring forth, therefore, fruit, meat for repentance. Verse 9. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. But I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bring not forth fruit, which bring not forth good fruit, is hewed down and cast into the fire. Verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and will fight.
And what did he say again, mother, in verse 9? What did he say in verse 9 again, there, mother?
Verse 9. Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
That's good. So we find out now these peoples we're talking about, we read over in that verse 15 or 16 chapter, they trust in their beauty. Mm-hmm. And they beauty. But he said, listen, don't think that that ain't gonna always cut it, because you gonna have to have more than beauty, but we got beauty on the table. He said, now, there's some more things in it. Now, young lion, so we got on the table beauty, and what can I have done to my grapes? When I look for them to do right, they didn't do right at all. We got all on the table. But we won't still work on this beauty, or we're going somewhere. In Isaiah 51, verse number 1. Let's see what it says in verse number 1. Young lion, Brother Micaiah. Isaiah 51, verse 1 says what?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 1. Book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 1 reads, hearken to me, you that followeth after righteousness, you that seek Yahuwah, look unto the rock where you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit. Here you are dug.
Mm-hmm. So he said, now, hearken unto me, you that follow after righteousness. Mm-hmm. That big talk with them. And what it says in 11 down to verse 13 there, about hearken unto me, you that's in righteousness. So he said it once. Remember he told John the Baptist, told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, we know you got some bloodline Israelite in you, but there's a little bit more to it. And now we find out that it's that righteousness. Now let's see what it means by if you hearken to that righteousness and seek him, what he got for you in 11 and 13. Isaiah 51, 11 down to verse 13. What it say there, young lion? You on the clock, come on.
Hey, the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 11 down to 13. Verse 11 reads, therefore, the redeemed of Yahuwah shall return and come with singing unto Yahdah Judah, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. 21. I am he that come forth to you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? Verse 13. And forget Yahuwah, your maker, that has scattered forth the heaven, that has stretched forth the heaven, and laid the foundations of the earth, and has filled continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, he said, maybe it's a little bit more to it. There, we have to look forward to our maker, but our maker is causing all of the seers to bring it back to the table on what he did for you and how he was a defender for you when he can recognize you. Let's see what he says in 52. Of Isaiah, verse 3. What do you say in verse 3? Isaiah 52, verse 3. What do you say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, for thus says Yahuwah, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money.
You see that? He said, now you don't sold yourself for nothing, but you're going to redeem with that money. Or how did that happen? Verse 8. How did that supposed to happen? Verse number 8.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 8 reads, you watch me shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh shall bring again Yahdah Judah.
Oh, so Yahdah Judah, the only way the Almighty going to intervene, according to verse 8, what Southern Kingdom, Yahdah Judah, got to come clear with, he got to do what again?
Lift
what's
up
important
the voice.
In verse 8?
Lift up the voice.
What's important? And what else?
Come together and sing.
And what else?
Eye to eye.
And what else?
Eye to eye.
There you go, right there. It don't work until Yahdah Judah, Southern Kingdom, see what kind of way?
Eye to eye.
Eye to eye. There you go. Southern Kingdom, Judah, until you start seeing eye to eye, it ain't going to work. Yahweh going to intervene. He going to be a defender for you when you start seeing things eye to eye, and that's what's written in this book. And this is what's going to happen once you start seeing eye to eye. That's when we come on this network humble and letting you know that it's told to you that you got cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. But you got to see eye to eye. You got to know exactly, hey, mother, you got to know exactly about 1 Timothy 4:1. You got to be clear about 1 Timothy 4:1. What did it say, that, mother? So we got to be clear on 1 Timothy 4:1. See, we want to paint this picture, and then we're going to go dive in it real good after we paint the picture. But see, when you hear statements like that, we are properly, you say, well, that sounds real good, but by me being a member of the Six Anointed Camps, I got to investigate that and seeking that hold up. And we have to recognize what 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 say. What it say we can read there, mother?
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time, some shall depart from the covenant, giving heed to seduce spirits and doctrines of devils.
Oh. What time is supposed to be in, mother? Again, according to 4 verse 1, when Paul was telling Timothy, they say, and what time is supposed to be happening that you start looking for this thing again, that mother in 4 1, can you have those say out? We don't want to, like I said, lead you. We don't want you to make sure you clear about when this is supposed to happen. According to verse 4:1, they're going to start worshiping devils when and what time of them in 4:1?
In the latter time.
And hold that point right there. So in the latter time, they're going to worship devil. We're in the latter time right now. So now go to 2 Timothy 3:1, mother. So he said, now you folks start looking for this in the latter time, that you gonna have some come out and gonna be teaching from the devil. Satan the devil gonna have them all hemmed up, and they'll make statements pertaining to what we just heard on the answer machine: cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. And then whoever that was around him said, "Go ahead." Oh, while they're working him up, and he continued to say that cheap, dirty, black, filthy skin. So let you know, now imagine when your little ones that's growing up, and that's why I tell us that we have to start our teaching the little ones from 3 years old and up, because when if they hear that from the old leaders, cheap, dirty, filthy, black skin, and they look at their black skin, and then they're going to, their self-esteem going to get lower. And you got so many those that's in high school, college, grammar school, and they doing everything they can to hope somebody accept them because of their black skin. See? Because it wasn't raised right, and the leaders that stand before you, according to 4-1 that makes statements like that, they are who mother and 4-1? Who would do such a thing? Read that 4-1 again in 1 Timothy. Well, I tell you, let a young lion read. You stay over there in that 2 Timothy 3-1. Let's see who would tell the people of the book they got cheap, dirty, filthy, black skin. Who would tell them that according to 4-1 there, young lion?
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and teachers of devils."
You see that? He said the Spirit speaks expressly. See, the Spirit came to Paul and told Paul to tell Timothy, the Spirit is called the word of Yahweh to tell Paul that's raised from the womb. You go out there to that young minister, Timothy, then in the latter days, they going to take heed to teachings of devils. Devils going to tell you that cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. But we find out we got a word that's laying on the table called beautiful. We ain't put nothing on it yet, but we got a word called beautiful on the table. And what it says, young lion in 23rd chapter, verse 19 of Numbers. And we're going to find out where that pulled from. What do the Bible say in Numbers? Because you got a lot of brothers out there, even around Nigeria, and they skin is so dark, and they feel inferior, and when something light come around, they, you know, it makes them feel inferior to their darker complexion skin. See, because a lot of them was not raised from 3 years old and up, and they and let a minister stand before a national audience of the people of the book and say, you got cheap, dirty, filthy, black skin. Mm-hmm. And you got those all day in the background hunting them on. Go ahead. See that? But imagine you and your grandbaby sitting out there, you got them dressed in they look nice, a little garment on, and they hear this black, cheap, dirty skin by the one that we came to visit. See that? That's dangerous. So now, Paul could not have came up with that on his own, Brother Micaiah. He had to pull that verse from somewhere. He had to pull it. We're going to 2 Ezra, chapter 8, and we're going to read till we get our point in 62. I ain't forgot about your mother, B, in that 2 Timothy 3:1, but we got to play by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Yahweh. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 62. Let's see what it says. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. He said, in the latter days, they're going to be speaking like the devil. The devil going to be in them to make statements like that. And your grandbabies that have not been taught from 3 years on and up. And that's why, you know, they had back in the couple of 20 years ago, they had the white God test. They had the little black baby from 3 years on and up, and they'll say, put a white dog before him, black dog before him. He said it to the little black girl 3 years old and up. Which one you want? Which one you like? You like the opposite of yourself. She picked the white dog. Correct.
Mm.
Then he say, which one of these dogs is the ugly and low down and mean? He picked down, she picked the black dog for that. And then he say, well, which one do you resemble? Which one you look like? And he picked the black dog. See that? See what you do? See that from 3 years on up. See that? Right there. So you go on your Google, you can find out all about that, the black and the white dog test. And from 3 years on up, they'll say, well, which one is the cheap, ugly, filthy black skin? And he'll pick the little black one. Then he'll say, which one you look like? Which one you closer resemble? The black one. You see what you did? Now you'll mess that baby up right there. That baby messed up from that point on. That baby gonna say, I look just like the cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. See that? So their self-esteem will be very low. Any kind of jokes to be talked about cheap, dirty, black skin, it gonna make them feel all inferior. You see? That's what happens, see, Ray, when you send in a ministry that do not see according to what he said. He said, I'm not going to turn your captivity until you see eye to eye. See that? So that is what they'll see right here. Now, so now we read in 4 verse 1 of a final statement, because we ain't through with Nigeria yet, because Nigeria got that good old rich dark skin over there. Matter of fact, all the tribes of Israel that's over there in that area, they don't know they're Israel. They think they Nigerians and everything else. Over there in Togo, Benin, they think they all types of Nigerians in them spots, but they don't get a rude awakening that they are a member of the tribe of Israel. But you got pastors who say that's cheap, dirty, black skin. The darker you are, the more your skin is cheap, dirty, and black. But we're going to seek that hole up. Because we got to give you the weapons according to the Bible. If you got ear to hear, listen. Now, we go on to 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 62. What did it say there, young lion? 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 62. Now, remember, we piggybacking from pulling what Paul told Timothy about 4:1. We go on back and look what is coming from through the seer. And 2 Ezra 8, 62, what did it say?
The book of 2 Ezra. 62 reads, these things have I not showed unto all men, but unto you, and a few like you. Then answer I and said.
Go ahead.
Verse 63. Behold, O Yahuwah, now has you showed me the multitude of the wonders, which you will begin to do in the last time. But at what time? You has not shown.
So, Ezra was shown the last time, and all Paul said in a different way. So, what about it in 9:1? What is this last time? He said, I want to know something about this last time. Now, we're going to 9:1. So, we read 2 Ezra 8, 62 and 63. Now we're going to Second Ezra 9, verse 1. What did it say?
Okay, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, he answered me then and said, measure you the time diligently in itself. And when you see part of the time past, which I have told you before. Verse 2, then shall you understand that it is the very same time wherein the highest Yahuwah will begin to visit the world which he made.
Now read verse 1 again. That's right. He said, now when is he going to start visiting the world that he had made in 9 verse 1?
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 9 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, He answered me then and said, measure you the time diligently in itself. And when you see part of the signs past, which I have told you before.
Of the time past. So now you, if you're putting it together, so when Paul told Timothy about what he said in 4:1, now come on back to 4:1 with that understanding. So now here's the great Paul. See, what makes you great when you pull scriptures, not when you read a bunch of scriptures, but when you paint the picture by letting a verse, then precept that verse, that's where to show the painting of the wise, not just reading about the scriptures. You got to be able to paint the picture and draw the picture. So in 4:1 again, of 1 Timothy, listen good.
Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and teachers of devils.
Ain't that something? So you see what Paul said? All Paul is doing is pulling these verses from 2 Ezra on what's going to happen in his days and what's going on right now. That's all he's doing. He said the Spirit speaks expressly. It came to anointing leadership to be aware that you're going to hear these things, but these things is going to be from teachers that teaching from the devil. It's going to be teaching from the devil, see, right here. Anytime you look at the people of the book and you say they are cheap, dirty, black, filthy, coming from the Bible, that's coming from your emotions, and you try to get a point off to them on something else. You're trying to hide something. But remember, this teaching of that we are now is pertaining to unlocking the biblical mystery, seeking that cheap, dirty, black skin hole up according to the Bible. But you have to have this kind of teaching that come out and say that's what you have. That means sending those that's not from 3 years old to learn right, that don't see eye to eye, send them back another 100 years. Now, they don't send them back another 100 years on their cheap, filthy, dirty black skin. But now that's why voices of a true Israelite, like the six anointed camps, got to come on the scene and the message out and show you that might and will not hold up once you go through the scriptures. Now, Mother E, now I need that 2 Timothy 3:1 now. Now I need it. So now we're seeing now these verses have been pulled from the past, the left side of the book. So now here we now. Now he's still talking to Timothy, getting the young ministers ready, along with Timothy and Titus, get them ready for the big job. And that's the same thing we try to do, the anointed ones, to get the six of morning camp ready to be able to hear that statement that we heard on an answer machine, but not go in the Bible and see like a Berean in 17 verse 11, seeking it hold up with the book open. So, in 2 Timothy 3:1 now, Mother, now you might as well come on home now, Mother. Come on, read. And grand style, you on the clock, come on. Mother E, you on the clock. 2 Timothy 3:1. Come on home now. The world is listening. Come on.
2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous time shall come.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unrighteous.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good, Mother. That's good, Mother. Now, when it's supposed to happen again, Mother, according to verse 1, when it's supposed to happen, Mother, paint the picture for us here. And it's nice and all. When it's supposed to happen, Mother?
In the last days, perilous times shall come.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right, Mother. That's when it's supposed to happen. In days like now. Now we're hearing that the peoples of the book got cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. And then all the big ministers behind him saying, go ahead. They woken him up, and he was rolling with it. Cheap, filthy, dirty, black skin. All right, good. But he said it's supposed to happen in the last days because they didn't have that problem. They didn't have that problem. And see, Paul, they didn't have that problem in their days because they was not in the captivity. So that skin color they were looking at, they had the written records. See, so they had the written records, you know, because all this was before captivity. So they had the written records. They was able to look at Lamentation, look past Jeremiah. They was able to look at Young Lion. They was able to look at the Lamentation with no problem, right past Jeremiah, and they was able to they had no problem. See, they had, and we're going to get in the book of Timbuktu maybe tomorrow or next week, showing you that they had the written records. So they was able to look at, in Lamentation chapter 2, and they seen the word there in 2:1. They was able to see this and understood what this meant in 2:1. Lamentation chapter 2:1. What it say?
The book of Lamentation, chapter 2:1. Verse 1 reads, how have Yahuwah covered the daughter of Yadadudah with a cloud in his anger and cast down from heaven unto the earth, the beauty of Israel, and remember not his footstool in the day of his pain.
Mm-hmm. But what was Israel called again? Young Lion. So remember, we read over there in Ezekiel 16, verse 14, 15. They're talking about the beauty was of his comeliness and all that, but we didn't have a name. So all of a sudden now, see, now we got a name of who he was talking about that had all this beauty on them. Let's see what is the name that we can read with all this beauty on them. See, sooner or later you're going to be sitting around your grandbabies. Your grandbabies going to, and you have to tell them before they get off into this wicked world, you got to, you got to do something, Mother. Hey, Mother E, you got to do something, see? You got to do something. And what you got to do, Mother E, that we can read? You got to do something in Job 22, verse 23. You got to do something. Because they all out there in Nigeria and all kind of spots. And they all feel inferior because they deep black skin. They feel inferior when other nations come around with that glow of light skin and stringy hair. They get very confused. So in Jeremiah 22, but the six anointed camps come to do something, Mother. We come to do something that we can read by Issachar's boy, Job. What do it say in verse 23? 22, verse 23 of the book of Job. What is our purpose, Mother? Mother Eve? What is our purpose, Mother Eve? And Job 22:23, what is our purpose, Mother Eve? Can you have those here?
Job chapter 22:23. If I return to the Almighty, help us, thus shall be built up, thus shall put away sin far from thy tabernacle.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mother. Now, Mother, man, you dropped another bomb shell down, Mother. Now, we know you didn't just parakeet that. You read that with understanding. What did Job, Issachar, boy, say in 22:23? I don't want to hear the verse no more. I just want to hear you just break down the importance of verse 23. What did Issachar, boy, say? And be pretty ready. A young line to jump in, to bend and pause and go on. Come on.
It said, put away sin from thy tabernacle. That's put away sin from the temple.
Boy, that's not the number one. That's not number one. It says something else in that verse. Young line, you want to take a shot at that young line?
It said, return to the Almighty.
Yeah, but that's not number one neither. That's not number one. Something else before that is number one. Maybe young line will break down what the old seal is looking for, a number one hit. But that's two and three, but what's the number one hit in that verse, young line, 22:23? What's the number one hit in that verse there, young line?
Yeah, cool.
Brother McCallion, can you help the OC out? So what's the number one?
My phone's on mute.
Answer.
Yeah, receive the law at his mouth.
No, well, you out of order everywhere, so the OC is going to go look at that verse again. No, you ain't saying the right thing there, young lion.
Oh,
now, I'm going to look at this verse, too, because it's going to come up again. That's enough talking. Oh, I got it. Don't see it, guys, because we don't want to be bumming around. I'm going to look at it now. I'm going to look at Job 22:23 myself. And we're going to see you do you see what those seals say. Hold on, Mother. Let those seals get in there now. Because we gave y'all plenty of opportunity to get old seal, good old hit. And it didn't happen. So what the seal going to do is take a look at it and see what the number one hit that's probably been brought out in that verse. He says in let's see what we can read. He says, do what his cowboy say in verse 23. He says, if thou return to the Almighty Yahweh, thou shalt be built up. That was the word I want. See, our job is to build you up. That's why we call these networks to build you up. See, if you turn back to Yahweh, then we can build you up. But the key to it, you got to turn back to Yahweh. So when we build you up, then we'll tell you about some things that will get you on the right track. That should put away sin far from the temple and from your head, too. So, but the first thing we got to do is build you up. We got to build you up to recognize when you hear something. We got to build you up. That was the number one I want to hear out that verse there, Mother. So make a note of it. So now Job said this, the number one thing is to build you up. Now, who is Job, Mother, in 30 verse 30 of the book of Job? Who is this guy? Let's see, can we put some on him? Because remember that ass machine tape says, dirty, filthy, black skin. Let's see what Job says when he depicts something in 30, verse 30. What did Job say? Mother E. What did Job say about himself in 30, verse 30?
Job, chapter 30. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned will eat.
What did Job say his skin was, mother?
My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt.
So, that's it. That's all I want to know about his skin. So Job, which is Issachar's boy, say his skin is what color, mother?
Black.
Black. What did Jeremiah say, mother, about his skin in 8:21? Jeremiah 8:21. Let me show you something, mother. See, listen. Why would you pick this Bible up and read out of this Bible and not knowing the character that you're reading about? And in your eyes set in other nations, dirty, filthy, black skin. But you're reading Job 30, verse 30, and he said his skin is black. What did Jeremiah say in 8:21? All we want to do is get what he says about himself. We don't want the whole story, mother. Just want to know what he said about himself. You know, he was raised from the womb. So what did he say about himself in 8:21?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 21. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am blessed.
Stop right there. Stop right there. All I want to know is what he said about himself. What did he say about himself, mother? What did Jeremiah say about himself?
Okay. I'm going to read from the beginning. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black.
Jeremiah. So Jeremiah say he's who? What did Jeremiah black. Say he is, mother?
He said he black.
Oh, yeah. So he said he black. Now go to my brother Micaiah, go to the Songs of Solomon 1 verse 5. 1 verse 5. Mm-hmm. Brother Micaiah, Songs of Solomon, one verse 5.
Went up to the book of Songs of Solomon. Pick it up at chapter 1 and verse 5. Verse 5 reads, I am black, but come, O you daughter of Yadazur, as the tent of Peter, as the curtain.
Yes, that's good. So he says that he's handsome, but he also say handsome, but before he said comedy, me only handsome, but what he said before he say he was handsome there, young man, he say he was what?
I am black.
So Solomon say he's black and handsome. But the big preacher says black skin is dirty, filthy black skin. But here, now you're talking about Solomon. Solomon says that I am black and handsome. Now, so now remember, you got grandbabies 3 years old, the people you'll come in contact with. I know they don't heard him, but they need to hear some Bible. 6 months on the camp. Now Solomon had a daddy. And 1 1983, Brother Micaiah, what did Solomon's daddy say about himself? Huh? What did his daddy say about himself? Now, this is Solomon's daddy. He going to speak on himself in Psalms 1 1983. He going to make a comparison of himself and compare himself to, like the children of Israel, if we didn't read, they compare to fine gold, and only gold we're talking about is over there in Fort Knox. So now David going to compare himself to something, too. Let's see what the king of Israel compared himself to. Psalms 119:83.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 83. 83 reads, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget your Torah instructions.
So what did David compare himself to? What? Young lion, what did David compare himself to?
A bottle in the smoke.
Now I know people say I've seen a fire and you walk past a place that got had a fire, you might see a bottle there that's been caught up in the smoke. What do a bottle look like if it get caught up in the smoke there, young lion? What would that look like?
That'd be dark, black.
Yes, yes, yes. So David compared himself to, he remember this is prophecy David's compared himself to, but those that's going to run and hear the thing that you just got to hear on an answer chain. Dirty, filthy, black skin. But David just compared himself to a body in the smoke. Now, a body in the smoke, that is what you call this blue-black, a bottle in the smoke. Next time you see a fire, just see if you find a bottle there or a jug there and look at it after it went through the fire. And all that's left is the rubbish of smoke. So that's what David compared himself to. So you see, we need to have this information. Now we could go a little further. Brother Micaiah. We're going to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, because remember one thing. That big dignitary preacher, whatever his name is, he had an audience among him. And I got a strange feeling that the audience was people of the book. And he was telling them they got black, filthy, dirty black skin. And we're going to find out who these people is. He was telling they got cheap, dirty, filthy black skin according to the Almighty's creation. We're going to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. What did it say there? Young Lion, Brother Micaiah.
Going up to the book of Genesis. We're going to chapter 1 and verse 26. 26 reads, "And Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
So he wants this man to have to be in a dominion, a rulership position. He wants old man to be in a rulership position over all the cattle, everything. He wants this old man to be in that position. Now we're going to 2 verse 7. So now he's saying, we're going to make this man and have him have rulership now. This is what the Father and the Son saying. We're going to make this man, and we're going to put him in charge as the boss man of the habitation called Earth. Now, let's see him get busy. 2 verse 6 and 7 of Genesis. Now, here you go. He could get busy with this man, the Father and the Son, going to get busy with this man in Genesis 2 verse 6 and 7. What did it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7. The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 6 reads, "But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground." Verse 7, "And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul."
So now we found out now that man was formed the dust of the ground after he dropped the mist on it called water. He dropped the water down and made that dust of the ground and water, so he put them two together. And what do that look like that we can read? Now, he mist then was water and dust. He mixed them together. And let's see what did you make out of that in the book of Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, verse 67, verse 1. Now we're going to get Adam and Eve. Hey, Mother Eve, you're going to grab that one because young lion, he all over the place right now. Adam and Eve, chapter 1, verse 67, verse 1. So now we paint a picture, mother. We found out water was dropped down on some dust of the ground. So that means had to mix it all up. And what was going on, Mother E? In Book of Adam and Eve, first Book of Adam and Eve, verse 6-7, verse 1. By taking that water and dropping down in the dust, what did they make, Mother, that we can read in first Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 6-7, verse 1? What did it say, Mother?
Okay. First Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 6-7, verse 1. First Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 6-7, verse 1. But when Adam and Eve went down to the land of black mud and came near to the
street. Hold that point. Hold on, mother. When Adam and Eve went down where did they go?
To black mud.
They went to the land or what? No, mom, help me out, mother. Help old see out. Where'd it go to?
Okay.
Take your time and look at it real carefully. Where'd it go?
Okay. I'll read it like that. Okay. But when Adam and Eve went down to the land of black mud.
Hold on right there, mother. So hold on, mother. That's all I need. Adam and Eve went down to the land of black mud. they went down to the land of black mud. And we read that Yahweh dropped some water into the dust. And that dust became what again, mother? According to 6-7 verse 1, that dust became a land of what?
Black mud?
Mm. Black mud. Ain't that something? So Adam and Eve, when he dropped that water down on that dust on the ground, you know how you got to put it together. You know how the little babies get in and play in the water and the dust and they get all on their dress and stuff like that and, you know, on their pants, hands. So that water into that dust, it became black mud. And what that supposed to mean, mother, in Adam and Eve, 6-6, verse 8, what that supposed to mean? Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, 6-6, verse 8. Let's see if we paint this picture. We're trying to paint the picture, mother. So now we know that water became into the dust. And when you mix that dust and water up, you come up with what? Black mud. And that was a land of black mud. Now we're looking at Adam and Eve 6-6 verse 8. Let's find out something.
Adam and Eve.
Yes. 6-6 verse 8.
Adam and Eve, chapter 6-6 verse 8. And Adam hearkened unto the word of Yahweh. Took Eve and went down to the land of dark thaw.
Young lion, don't you remember bringing a big bag of soil over? But a God, you said, I'm going to get a big bag of soil. And you brought the soil over, and you opened the thing up and started spanking out that. What did it look like there? What that you brought that in that bag that you can recall looking at that, young lion?
That was some dark soil.
Dark soil. So the first man to have dominion over all the world came from dark soil, black mud, and this is the man for be. According to the teaching, black, filthy, ungodly skin. Listen, that pastor, that big dignitary, ought to retract that, because the first man was made out of a myth coming down onto what they call it, the dust, and the dust was mixed to be black mud, and but the whole land was black soil. So you got all that in there, and that's how that man came from. This man, and what we read about this man was beautiful in the eyes of Yahweh, and he made this man out of black soil.
Mm.
So the man was not made out of brown soil, because we clear that the young lion brought a bag over dark soil, and I didn't see nothing but dark soil from the top to the bottom. He said, I'm going to spread all this out, because that's going to make everything grow good. And it blend in with the ground, too. And it blend in with the ground. And that's what man blended. So this man that we call black, filthy, dirty black skin, that's bad teaching. So if I or whoever said that, I'll retract that, because everybody, and now we find out this Adam that was made out of dark soil, mud, had a father. And we're going to find out who his father is in Luke. And he had a father. What do we read again in Jesse 2? Again, young lion, we're going to find this man had a father. We're going to find out what he says in Jesse 2, verse 7 again. It was a conversation going on in heaven. And let's hear it again about the conversation in heaven again. One more time there, young lion. Jesse 2, verse 7.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7. 7 reads, and Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yeah, read a little bit more.
Verse 8, and Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he planted the man whom he had formed.
Mm-hmm. So he planted a man that he had formed in the garden of what? Dark soil, and put some water down and made black mud. Now the man come from. But I want to hear the verse that says, let us make man in our image. What verse would that be there, young lion? So now, we're seeing what man was made out of. Now listen real good. He's going to say something to his son, and he's going to say something to his son about, let us make man. What kind of way? And call that verse out there, young lion.
The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 reads, and Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
So man was made in the image of the Son and the Father. Is that what we're reading? So man was made in the image, and that big preacher said, I don't care nothing about you bragging about, and I care nothing about dirty, filthy black skin, and he ain't have nobody have dominion over nobody. I mean, that we heard. But when you start putting the Bible on it, it seemed like that's of the contrary. If man was made in the image of the Son and the Father, and we found out man was made out of dark soil, according to Adam and Eve, 6:6, verse 8, and that dark soil, water was dropped down in Adam and Eve, 6:7, verse 1, and became black mud. And he took that black mud and formed that man. Then once he got that man in that black soil, black mud, he stood that man up and done what in Genesis 2, verse 7? And what did he do after he made that man out of that dark soil, that put black mud together? What did he do again in Genesis 2, verse 7? What did he do?
Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7. 7 reads, And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Ain't that something? And man became a living soul. What man? The dark soil man. The black mud man. Stood that man up, breathed into that nostril the breath of life, and that dark black mud man became a living soul. And that living soul is according to what in 1:26 of Genesis?
The book of Genesis.
Who do it mirrors? Yeah, who do it mirrors?
The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 reads, and Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
So man was made in the image of the Son and the Father, and what we just read, the ingredients of it is black mud from dark soil. They made it plain to let you know it's dark soil. All that soil was dark, just like pound bag that the young lion brought for the temple. Big, dark soil. And he said, see, you know, this is what you got to spray it down, this good black, dark soil, and you make whatever we going to grow quicker. Ain't that something? That's what he said. I remember. And black mud. So this black mud, dark soil, is in the image of the Son and the Father. Now, so Adam was made, and now we're going to find out since he's made in his image, he was made in the image of that. We're going to 14 verse 8, because Peter going to ask Yahweh the Son. He said, I got a problem here, Yahweh the Son. He said, I want you to do something for me in 14 verse 8 down in verse 10 of St. John, that young man. What he said he wants the Almighty to do for him, Peter, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. What he say he want to happen for him out of his eyes? What he say?
Going over to the book of St. John.
14, verse 8. Yes, sir. Yeah, 14, verse 8.
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, Philip said unto him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and it suffers us.
It suffices us. He said, this kind of worry me. It suffices us. He said, would you show me the Father? So he asked him, Yahweh the Son, he said, this is suffices me. Can you show me the Father? What did he say?
Verse 9. Yahweh the Son said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet has you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, so was the Father.
he said, Harold, I've been so long time with you. Why would you ask me to show you your daddy? You looking at your daddy like a little young baby pulling on your garment. Hey, mister, can you tell me who my father is? Who your daddy is? Who garment are you pulling on? I'm your daddy. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. So now he'll let you know whatever he look like, that what the Father look like. And we find out that Adam was made in the likeness of the Father and the Son. And we find out that Adam was made out of, from the dark soil, that made black mud. Did we read that, Mother E? Did we read that, Mother E? Oh, I can't get nothing of it now. But listen, we read that.
Yes, we clear?
Yeah, we read that exactly, and this is the image of the Son and the Father. He said, let's make man in our likeness. So he created the dark soil. He dropped the mist of water down and made mud out of it, stood this man up, then breathed into that dark soil of man, and man became a living soul. He breathed in the nostrils of this man from the dark soil, from the black mud, which is a direct image of the Father and the Son. Because Peter asked Yahweh the Son, show me the Father. He said, you looking at your Father that made you? Now, where are we going to find that at, Brother Makai? We're going to third chapter of Luke. Let's see, can we read that in Luke? Let's see, can we paint the picture? See, it's all about painting the picture now, because in the latter days, teachers of devils going to be out here. They're going to tell you black, filthy, dirty, black skin is dirty and black. But now we're going to find out that all the big dignitaries that made a mother, give me 13 verse 3 of the Book of Wisdom of Solomon. Can you give me 13 verse 3 of Wisdom of Solomon, mother? Where we going, young line? Where we going? Give me 13 verse 3 of Wisdom of Solomon. We gonna get that same word on another tidbit on this word about something that we read earlier, and mother going to tell us after she read 13 verse 3 a little bit later. Where you going, young line?
I'm going over to the Book of Luke. You going to be going over to chapter 3.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Give me verse 23.
Okay, the Book of Luke. Chapter 3. We're picking up at verse 23. 23 reads. And Yahweh the Son said unto him, and Yahweh the Son himself
Luke 3:23 now. You got about over 500,000 plus now. Make the sixth anointing camp look real good. 3:23. What did it say? Luke.
The Book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 23. 23 reads. And Yahweh the Son himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of...
Stop it there. Yeah, hold on. That's a good point. Supposed to be the son of Joseph. That's what everybody say, but we're going to go a little further. We're going to tell you exactly who, he's going to tell you himself who he's the son of in another lesson. But now we got Yahweh the Son, and he run down some lineages and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to just skip down to verse 33 in this bloodline lineage. Verse 33.
The Book of Luke.
And 34. And 34. Let's get this bloodline lineage going on. Verse 23. 33 and 34 says what?
The Book of Luke. Chapter 3. Verse 33 and 34. 33 reads, which was the son of Amadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esron, which was the son of Perez, which was the son of Yadadu, which was the son of verse 34.
Hold that part right there. So now he just laid it out what genealogy he came down through by 23. He let you know he came right through this bloodline right here all the way up to Judah. There he is in Judah. So Yahweh the Son is in Judah. And Mother E, can you tell me something about Judah in the 14 verse? Now, make us all look good now. We just want storyline. And Jeremiah 14 verse 2, what about Judah? So we find out that Yahweh the Son is coming out the lineage of Judah. Here is where Perez, Judah, Yahweh the Son all tied together. Can you tell me what they look like according to Jeremiah 14, verse 2, mother? What they look like? Jeremiah 14, verse 2. Hey, mother, what they look like? I call it Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah told you what he looked like, and 8:21. Now Jeremiah gonna step out there and tell you about somebody else that we can read in 14:2 of Jeremiah. What do you say, Mother?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14:2. Judah mourns, and the gates that are languid, they are black unto the ground. And the
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mother. That's it, Mother. That's it. All I want to know, what color is they, Mother? What color is Judah, the southern kingdom? According to verse 14:2. Now he brought in the whole day. He said, they is what?
Black unto the ground.
So, in Luke chapter 23, we got Yahweh the Son coming through this land. Perez that produced Judah. And Yahweh the Son came to the same line. And what happened now, Brother Micaiah, in verse 34?
Going back to the book of Luke, chapter 3, picking up at verse 34. Book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 34 reads, which was the son of Israel, which was the son of
Stop it there. It was the son of Israel. So what color was Israel?
Hallelujah. Well,
a little bit louder. What?
Black.
What color was Israel? Right. You just got to read in 14:2. What color
black
was Israel?
To the ground.
Black. Okay, next one. Which was who? Next one.
Say that again.
The next one. You got Israel out the way. The next one. Who produced him?
Which was the son of Isaac.
What color
was
Isaac?
The son of Black.
Well, what was the color of Isaac? Excellent. And then let's find out who produced him. See, we don't rehearse nothing. I can't rehearse nothing because when you teach a spirit lay, you don't know where we're going. But we hope you're sitting on the camp and study these things and go back over tape 156. Because we find out we bagging up. They find out before it was a Judah, it was Israel and Isaac, and we find out if Judah is on record by being black, that means who produced Judah was Israel. And so now we know what color his daddy is because he's the one produced him. And we know that if Israel was produced by Isaac, now we know what color is Isaac is. And now we're going to find out another big dignitary that produced him. What's his name?
Right, which was the son of Abraham.
So what color was Abraham?
Black.
You see that, Mother? Mother, you see how that preacher jumped out there and said that he don't care about no color. Black is number 50, dirty, black skin. Everybody in the Bible, so for all the big dignitaries got this black skin. But they're going to tell you what the black skin look like to them shortly. They're going to tell you what it look like to them shortly. Now, what it says, Mother, in Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Mother. Hey, Mother. Mother E. What it says in Romans 3, verse 4. See, you're supposed to be able to just have a good meal on doctrines, teachings of devils that keeping our people from seeing eye to eye, and they got a problem, look at themselves, and they get teased where they're having that, what the preacher called 50 dirty black skin, but we find out that everybody in the Bible got this black skin. But they don't call it 50 dirty black skin. They call it something else that we're going to read. Hey, Mother, what happened to my 13:3 of Wisdom of Solomon? How long I got to wait for that verse?
No, they tell me.
Yeah, all right. Well, here we come, Mother. No, Mother, I'll just put some dramatics in there. Give me 13:3.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13:3. With whom beauty is The full duty, if they being diligent, look, took them to be, Yahweh, let them now know how much better the Yahweh of them is for the first offer of duty has created them.
So, Mother, what color is the first author of beauty, Mother? Coming out of the garden, coming out of Adam and Eve. What is the first author of beauty? That means, you know, the call it, I use the words the world use, the original Mona Lisa of beauty is what color, Mother?
Black to the ground.
Black to the ground. Excellent. Excellent. So you see how much work we got to do, Mother, to our young grandbabies and nieces and nephews. The first author, the original man, like the, you know, like the movie, like I said, the original man, but they don't explain the original man, right? The original man was what color, Mother? Which is the
black.
First author of beauty is what? Say it again, Mother.
Black to the ground.
Black to the ground. And see that, you see how we get all hemmed up when somebody called us black and all that until we laugh and all in our soul and tell them that is the first author of beauty. Black is the first author of beauty. So when the Moab and Ammon have Louis Armstrong playing his horn and paint his face, and they paint their face all from pale to black, and everybody get a good laugh, really the laugh is on them. Because that is the what author of beauty is, it is, Mother. What author of beauty is that?
The
first author of beauty is black. The first author of beauty is black. That's the first author of beauty is black. Every other color came after that. They got an old saying, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. And we don't even understand that because that's the first author of beauty, black. Now, they have to turn that upside down. Now, we're coming back. But see, remember, we read over in Job that we got to build them up. See, the only way you're going to build them up with the word, you don't, all the thing you do is build them up. So the first author is a beauty is black, and the black came from the Father and the Son make man in our image, and he created some dark soil, and a mist came from the heaven down and watered that dark soil and made a big old mud man, and when he got that mud man made up, he breathed into the nostril that mud man, and that mud black man became a living soul. See that? That's how you paint the picture. So that's the first author of beauty, the black man. And we shy away from being the first author of beauty by trying to be like everybody else. You see that? And that's why you get the bad teaching today. But we had to teach on it, and now we're teaching on it now. So now, and that first author of beauty. Now, we're going to find out who Adam's dad is so we know what he looked like. So now we find out all the big dignitaries is in that same line. Now, we're going to get down to verse number 37. Let's find out some more, because they're doing all of backtracking from Yahweh the Son. They're doing a backtrack. This is genealogy. From 3:23, this is a backtrack. See, they're not going forward, they're going backwards. They're going from Yahweh the Son all the way back to Judah, Israel, Isaac, Abraham. They backtracking, lament. Now they started backtracking everybody in the Bible. And look what they ran to in 37. They backtracking, see, right here? They backtracking the genealogy of Yahweh the Son by backtracking it all the way back to 37, and who we run into. Come on. Verse 37.
The book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 37 reads, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Malaleel, which was the son of Canaan. 38.
Okay, good. Hold up, good. Now, see, you're there. You're on backtrack. Yahweh the son, all the way back to Enoch, Methuselah, the oldest man in that lived on the face of 969 years. You traced him all the way down. Now you look, now you can find out, now you keep backtracking. See, you see what he's doing? They backtracking this thing. Verse 38.
Verse 38. Which was the son of, which was
yes.
the son of Seth. Which
yes.
was the son of Adam, which was the son of Yahweh.
The son. Ain't that something? So Yahweh the son is the father of Adam.
Right.
Yahweh the son is the father of Adam. He the one created and made Adam. Then came right down and jumped in Adam's lineage, which was Judah. And right there in the fifth chapter, here he come now in the flesh, black to the ground, black mud, coming down to Micah chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. So you see right here. Listen, all you big dignitaries, I hope you're taking message, all these camps that wanted a message to take care of the big pastor said, dirty, filthy, black skin, and all his message said, go ahead. But that dirty, filthy, black skin is the skin of the Bible. So why would you be reading the dirty, filthy, black skin Bible? And everyone said that was in the Bible said that skin is beautiful. It's the first author of beauty. It's the skin you call dirty, filthy, black skin. And find out that's the beautiful skin. This thing had been turned upside down. That's why we got to come, six anointed camps. He backtracked. Yahweh the son going all the way back to him again, from him coming in the flesh to him producing Adam, and Adam just like his father. He said, when you see me, you see the father. Black, beautiful skin. That the big preachers call black, filthy, dirty, black skin. This is the royal skin. You see what you're doing? Till you see eye to eye, Yahweh can just look at you. Do y'all read any of my book? If you backtrack me from Luke 3:23, you'll find out every big dignitary name is black, beautiful skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told Ezekiel in the 16th chapter. What you tell them, they are abomination. How they ignore all this good stuff I did for them. Trade them in the image of myself. Then I'm coming down through a lineage. Right now, I look at everybody. Now, here I come through the seer. Seer, put you right now. Now, I'm ready to come in the body. How will I come, according to Micah 5, 1, 2, and 3? How will I come? Come on there, young line.
The book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 down to 3. Verse 1 reads, now gather yourself in truth, O daughter of truth. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the chief. Verse 2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you be
Ephrathah
among the valleys.
Bethlehem, Ephrathah. Bethlehem, Ephrathah.
Ephrathah. Bethlehem, Ephrathah.
Yes. Yes.
Though you be little among the thousands of Yahdah Judah, yet out of you shall be come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth hath been from of old, from everlasting. Verse 3.
Don't have
therefore
to die.
We
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, hold on, young line. His going forward have been from what time?
From of old, from everlasting.
Uh-huh. Everlasting. So not when Joseph was born. His time is from old. From before Joseph. From everlasting. He was the one that was communicating with the Father and the Son about let's make man in our image. Beautiful black skin. So now we're seeing something that's got to be redirected. So I hope this tape gets to the big dignitaries that said dirty, black, filthy, black skin, because the one that's going to come and save you is going to have beautiful black skin. Not what you say. He's going to have beautiful black skin because he could have came in the skin he wanted. But his image is according to what he just said. Beautiful black skin, which is the first author of beauty, is black skin. Before it came brown. Before it came light brown. And lighter brown. It was like the black soil that Brother Micaiah brought to the temple site and laid it on the ground. And all I seen was black soil. You spread it all out. And if you put anything that got any color in it, it'll blend it into black soil. And that's what man was created out of, black soil that reflects the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, you call the angels, which is the mental spirit. That is just the color. This thing has been turned upside down. But all along the biggest thing out is those that got the anointing of Yahuwah on them. Because we just found out Yahuwah the Son backtracked his lineage. Backtracked it. They backtracked it from 23rd all the way back to himself again. He backtracked himself back to himself. That's what he just did. Backtracked himself back to himself, the one that made Adam. We're going to stop it right there for a minute and bring our heel in and get that closing statement. That's why it's so important to understand. We need to roll our sleeves up. School, banquet hall, and radio station. But school is very important to teach you about the first author of beauty, what is beautiful black skin, which points toward the Son that was made by the Father. Take number 156. We can bring our elder and get his closing statement, then we'll bring Mother Z in. She will kind of give a commentary on what she just got through here. Elder Ms. Till, statements on tape number 156, special edition called Thursday Evening. You on the clock, come on. Elder Ms. Till? Sir, I want you to keep teaching. We're going to milk him. We want to hear some more. Well, all right, Mother Z, Tribe of Yagdah Judah, what is your commentary on what you just got through hearing on tape 156 about the minister saying about this black, filthy, dirty black skin? And now we found this dirty, filthy black skin is the one that's going to save you. He's going to be coming down in beautiful black skin that you call dirty, filthy black skin. Now, Mother Z, Tribe of Yagdah Judah, one of the Moses out of Camp 1. Yagdah Bishop, that's the area.
So I will see Israel, our Lord, to see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now you heard that. But let me set the stage up, Mother. Now you heard a lot of good stuff, that Mother. Now we know you got a package for this national audience over 500,000 strong listening to you. So now, what message you want to tell them on tape number 156? Take your time and floor is yours. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, I don't have a message on what was taught, but I'm going to read in Jeremiah, I believe Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to start reading that verse. So it's only from what I followed from the scriptures, I don't know if it's a weird or not, but I'm going to read some in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. So it said, "For the hurt of my daughter, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt? I am black, astonished, has taken hold on me." And verse 22, is there no bone in Gilead? Is there no physical their ways? Their why then is not the nation of the daughter of my people recover? And that's what I have on by what was taught. That's chapter 9. And so I read from chapter 9. "Oh, that my head was wet water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." Verse 2, Oh that I had in the wilderness a logging place of welfaring man, that I might lead my people and go from them, for they being all adulterous and a similar of treacherous man. Verse 3, and they bend their tongue like the bow of lies, but they are not balanced for the truth upon the earth, for they proceeded from evil to evil, and they know not me, said the Yahweh. Verse 4, take heed every one of him neighbors, take heed every one of his neighbors, and trust you not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk in silence walk with thunder, verse 5, I'm going to stop at verse 6, and they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity, singing. Verse 6, thine habitation is in the middle of this deceitful through deceitful. They refuse to know me, said the Yahweh. And I'm going to say hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. Now, mother. So now sum that up, and you just got to read what you just got to read. Now, give us a commentary on what you just got to read. What message was you trying to drop for this national audience by reading them verses? What point did you trying to bring out in that in reading them verses? What is it? What is it, Mama?
Well, in verse 21, it is talking about the daughter is Israel, I believe. Israel, and it is talking about saying that it says, I am black and astonished, have taken hold of me. They're just talking about what you was teaching on, that Israel is black. And verse 22 is,
the message you're trying to bring out to the national audience is based upon what? But let me hear it real plainly. What is the message you're trying to bring to them? And what message you want them to hear that you're trying to bring out? What is that, Mother?
That Israel is black, and it's the message I'm trying to bring out is we don't have to be ashamed because we're black, because he made everything and everybody, and we don't have to be ashamed of our color because he made us, and he said everything he made is beautiful.
Okay, good. So he made everything good, but it also, why should we be ashamed about our color? And he said that's the first after of beauty.
Right.
So it's right. Not for us to be ashamed about, because we got the first after of beauty. So we got the first. You know, like you be in a line, you say, well, I'm in the line first. So the first one for me was waited on was you. So what we got to be ashamed of something, and we first. If you win a race first, you get the prize. Right. If you break out running and you get down to the finish line first, you get the prize. So it ain't nothing to be ashamed of. You probably be more than over bodily joy for happiness of being first. That he considered you to look like him, and he made you in the first author of beauty. So you supposed to laugh every time they bring up anything based on color, because you is the color of the first author of beauty, like the Father, like the Son. That's the message that we trying to show to the world, that dark black skin is the dark black skin of the Father and the Son and the angels. So anytime somebody go against that, that's on them. Because it got it written now. Hey, Mother E, they got it written in the book of 1 Corinthians. So that was excellent, Mother Z. That was excellent. Because the point we're trying to bring out, we have to be able to go into the Bible and show ourselves. And ourselves is the first offer of beauty. So we ain't got to put no kind of cold cream or nothing. All we got to do is put oil on ourselves and go on about our business. That's all Yahuwah said is required of you, is put some oil on your skin and go on about your business, because you got the first altar of beauty. Now, Mother E, look what it says over in the 14th chapter, verse number, the 14th chapter, verse number 30, 1 Corinthians 14, 38. Look what it says in 14, 38.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 38. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 38. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. 39.
So Mother Z and Mother E, if any man or woman want to be ignorant about the color of what the first after beauty, what beauty is, if you want to be ignorant and call black filthy, dirty, black skin a curse, you be ignorant by yourself.
Right.
Because the Son not only created you like the Father and the Son, when he came in the body, he jumped right down in that filthy, dirty, black skin in your mind, and he said that skin is the first after of beauty in 14 verse 2. So that's why we got to come on the scene now, and we got to teach this from 3 years old and up, that the darker you are, the more beautiful you is, because the closer mm-hmm. you get to that deep, dark soil, the more you
mm-hmm.
image and mirror the Son and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So when Paul Micaiah brought that 10, 20-pound bag of deep, dark, black soil, that was the soil that Adam was made out of, and drawed Eve from his rib so she looked just like him. Beautiful black skin.
Mm-hmm.
See? So we got to teach this. And the only curse in pertaining to body parts, Mother, if any curse, let me show you the curse in the Bible based upon body parts. Let's go to the 13th chapter of Leviticus. Now, you want to talk about a curse? Let's talk about a curse in the Bible about anything that is read it first. We go on to the 13th chapter of Leviticus. Find out what is a curse in the Bible. In 13, verse 30. Leviticus 13, verse 30. Let's find out. The opposite of beauty is a curse. And let's find out what is the appearance of a curse according to the Bible. And 13 chapter verse 30 says what?
The book of Leviticus chapter 13 verse 30. Verse 30 reads, then the priest shall see the flesh, and behold, if it be in Christ, deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scale, even a leper upon the head of a deer.
The head or beard. So what color, Mother, it is a is unclean color, according to verse 30, is unclean on a person? What color, according to verse 30?
A yellow skin hair.
Do you know what yellow mean? That means blonde. You know how we take our hair to try to make it, that they take their hair and make it, you know, real thin, that comb will fall all the way down to the floor. When you put it in there, if you don't catch it, it'll go all the way down. Yellow, that's called blonde, thin hair that blows into the wind. But according to the Bible, that is what kind of hair, Mother? According to verse 30.
Leper.
Unclean.
No, according to the Bible. What is it, mother?
Unclean.
Before unclean.
It is
mother.
Clean.
So when you see the young ladies, the older ladies too, will blonde, and then they thin their hair all the way out. But according to the Bible, it's what?
Unclean.
Is that what the Bible is saying? You see that, mother? And you see so many people that look like you in the face with blonde, thin, yellow hair on their head, but according to the Bible, they are what?
Unclean.
You can read that, mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is you reading that, mother? Are you reading that?
Yes.
Huh? Are you reading that? You reading that?
Yeah.
Are you reading that? Yellow thin hair is unclean. But what it says in verse 36 there, mother, how about a second witness? Hey, mother, Marie, how about a second witness in verse 36?
Okay. Same chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the staff be threaded, in the skin, the scales be
skin.
In the skin. The priest shall.
In the skin, yep. Mm-hmm.
Shall not see for yellow hair, he is unclean.
So if you got skin, yellow hair, you got that skin, what kind of skin he's talking about? Tell me out, Brother Kyle, stay with that, mother. What kind of skin you talking about is the unclean skin? In 29:22 of Isaiah, what kind of skin are you talking about? In 29:22 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22. 22 reads, therefore thus says Yahuwah, who redeemed Abraham concerning the nation of Israel. Israel shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
Pale. So the skin he's talking, what kind of skin, mother?
Mm-hmm.
Mother. What kind of skin, mm-hmm. mother? We just heard the word. What kind of skin that he said the children of Israel would never have on them? Read again there, young line. Let mother, you're right, Mother Z, but we want Mother E to also see that too. Skin that he said the children of Israel would never have on them. You'll never see the children of Israel with what kind of skin. None of the children of Israel, I don't care how much I beat your back, I'll never put on you what kind of skin. And 29:22 of Isaiah. Read again that young line.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22. 22 reads, therefore thus says Yahuwah, who redeemed Abraham concerning the nation of Israel. Israel shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
Wax pale. His face will never wax pale. What kind of pale in Genesis 25 he talking about? What kind of pale? Young lion, what kind of pale?
Okay. Went over to the book of Genesis. Chapter 25, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Then, chapter 25, verse 25 reads,
mm-hmm.
and the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. Mm-hmm. And they called his name Esau. Mm-hmm.
So he said that the children of Israel would never have a pale what? They would never have pale what, Mother Eve?
Pale red.
Pale what? Pale red. They would never be. It will be none of the children of Israel. Okay, how much I get at you. You will never be what kind of pale?
Pale red.
Pale red. Now let's get a case in point about what do pale red look like. And he said they'll never be that again. That means he must done it once before. And let's see what kind of action when the children of Israel looks when they mess around. If anybody is pale red, let's see what kind of action. Have you ever seen Animal World and you see a whole bunch of monkeys and they see somebody come up there that's not one of them, they start getting to hollering, jumping all around, woo, 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 right? They know something strange here, right? Right? Mm-hmm. I can't get nothing out of this class today, but right. You mess around, they start jumping all around because something strange came around them. You just go to the zoo, and when if they're not used to it, they get jumping all around. Everybody peeping at you, looking at you. They looking at you more harder than you looking at them. That was really going on. Now we're going to build a case to go to Numbers chapter 12. We're going to Numbers chapter 12, and the story is about Aaron and Moses done something in 12 verse 1. And what happened in verse 2? Let's see what happened in verse 2. We're going to Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Listen to this, Mother E and Mother Z. Listen to this real. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. What happened? Brother Kaya, come on.
The book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard.
He heard it, huh? And Yahweh heard it, huh? And what are you doing, verse 4?
Verse 3. You say 3 and 4?
Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5.
Okay, the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 reads, and Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out you, set three, unto the temple of the congregation. And they three came out. Verse 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood at the door, in the door of the temple, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Mm-hmm, good. And what happened? So let's see what kind of demeanor he had in verse number 9. So he got all of them outside, verse 9, and let's see what kind of demeanor Yahweh was working with. Verse 9.
Well, the number chapter 12, verse 9 reads, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed.
So he mad at them. He mad at Aaron, he mad at Miriam, and he got mad. So he got back in his cloud and just went on about his business. He very mad. And what happened in verse 10 by him being mad?
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, and the cloud departed from off the temple. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon her, and behold.
Stop it down. So what do and Miriam became, that mean that she wasn't. She became leprosy. And what that word means, the definition of leprosy, according to the verse, what do it mean?
The book of Numbers.
According to the verse, what do it mean? Read the verse, what do it mean? White as snow. That's what it means. She became leprosy. And the definition of leprosy means white as snow. So now, so she became white as snow, because he mad, so she became leopard, definition, white as snow. Now, remember we just talked about the monkeys at the zoo, or the monkeys in the, out there in the wilderness, and somebody strange comes, and they get all excited, get jumping all around. Let's see what happened when Miriam became leopard, definition. So now see what happens when she became leprosy, white as snow. And what?
And Aaron looked upon Mary, and Mary, she was leprous.
Yes. Go ahead. So she was leprous. And what do leprosy mean?
White as snow.
White as snow. So she became white as snow. Okay, good. So Aaron looked upon his sister. He, Aaron, 84, his sister, 86 years old. So 84 years of his life, he never seen that look. And he looked upon her, and let's see what he turned around and talked to his brother and said what to his brother, 11. Verse 11. Now, she white as snow. Otherwise, pick a white as snow. She looked like Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. That's what she looked like. Now, what happened in verse number 11?
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 11. 11 reads, and Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Yahweh, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done
faith. Wait a minute. Hold on, young man. So he lay on Miriam became leopard white as snow, and Aaron described being leprosy white as snow as a what?
White
as a what in the third line? As a what in the third line? With leprosy white as snow, according to the third line, what Aaron seen out of his own eyes, what he say, leprosy, white as snow, means to him, and he said it in the third line of the 11th chapter, 11th verse, what he said it is.
Sin.
Sin up on us. All that happened to Miriam, he changed Miriam from black to reddish white. And Aaron looked up on her and said, Moses, my Yahweh, lay not that sin upon us. So this thing has been turned upside down. That white skin, according to Aaron, which is 4 years old, he looked at his sister, 86 years old, and he said, white skin sin. Moses. Tell Yahweh, don't lay that up on us. And that's why we read in the book of 29:22, Yahweh said, I will never do that no more. I'll never make you look like sin. And wasn't white as snow, pale red. I'll never make the children of Israel look pale red anymore. Because y'all got to hooping and a hollering when you see a member of the Israelite looking pale red. Y'all got to jumping around like monkeys in the wilderness of a forest or in a zoo when they see you. That's what Aaron did. Then verse number 11. For this thing been turned upside down, the first author of beauty is black skin. The cursed skin is leprosy, white as snow, as the definition in verse 10. And Aaron said to Moses, don't lay that sin up on us. Wherefore, what did he say? Wherefore what? Wherein what? Verse 11. Wherein what?
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 11.
Wherein? Wherein? Wherein what? We?
Wherein we have done foolishly. And wherein we have sinned.
We were foolish for running our fat black mouth, and that was foolish, Moses. So now we coming clean, Moses. We shouldn't have been running our big fat black mouth. That was Aaron said, and Miriam shouldn't have been done it neither. And what happened in verse 12?
Verse 12. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is.
Wait a minute. Hold on there, young lady. All she got is pale red skin, but Aaron looked at pale red in his eyes. What do it look like to Aaron at 4 years old to as 86 years old? What like to Aaron as he explained to Moses, according to verse 12?
As one dead. Of whom the...
Let her not be as one dead. She was standing tall, talking and breathing. But when Aaron looked at his sister with pale red skin, blood showing to your skin, Aaron described that as a person that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was Aaron, the Israelite, tribe of Levite, looking at his sister at 80 years old. Her skin looked like she are dead. And all Yahuwah turned over was pale red looking. She was looking Marilyn Monroe. That's all she was looking like. And what happened next? Now he's going to tell you more about that skin looking.
Coming out of the mother's womb.
Oh, which the flesh had consumed. The flesh is half consumed. He said, just like you putting some sausage inside the oven and you just put it in for 5 minutes and bring it back out. He said, hey, baby, put that skillet back up in that thing and put some brine on that thing. That's half consumed. You ain't cooked that yet. Put it back in that oven and put some brine on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the oven 5 minutes and bring it out. Hear my Yahuwah. You say, wait a minute. Put them sausages back up in that oven and let some brown hit it. Then bring it back out. He says, sister, like she had consumed. As the plus had consumed, now he's going to say some more about it. Had consumed, was she coming out of the mother's womb? You see that? So you see, what Bible is they read? Pale red to Aaron, the Israelite, explained to Moses and Yahuwah, is look like you're dead, plus half consumed, coming out of the mother's womb, which is white as snow. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
And when Moses heard this, and listen, listen up, Mother E. And when Moses heard this, let's see how happy he got in verse 13.
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 13. The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 13. 13 reads, and Moses cried unto Yahuwah, saying, heal her now, O Yahuwah, I beg you.
You hear that? When he heard from his older brother the condition that his older sister was in, he cried to Yahweh, Mother Z, and said, do what to her? Do what to her? A little bit louder, Mother. A little bit louder, Mother Z. Heal her. Heal her from what, Mother? Hey, Mother, heal her from what? Having white skin, pale red skin with blonde straight hair. The children of Israel didn't want no part of that. Moses cried to Yahuwah and said what? Heal her. So that means when Moses spoke to Yahuwah eyeball to eyeball, Yahweh look nothing like the pictures you're looking at in the Sunday school churches and on TV now, the Charlton Heston movie. Because she was told Moses was told Yahweh to heal her, if that's what Yahweh looked like too. He said, what I want to heal her for? She looked like me now. No, Sarah. This thing has been turned upside down. What you chose to look like is a curse from Yahweh. And there it is right there in Numbers chapter 12. White skin is a curse. Black skin is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we are red, which is the first after beauty. So, yeah. Mother, we're just going to stop it right there and get your closing statement. And young line, mm-hmm. we'll get your closing statement on this too. That's why you see the seer got so much work to do with the six anointed camps to get you prepared to understand. Somebody done turned this thing upside down. And when we read, they're teaching the doctrine of devils, contrary to the Bible. Black skin is beautiful. Black and beautiful is the first author of beauty. White, pale skin is the curse from Yahweh. And you just got through reading out of tape 156. Mother E, what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Thank you for praising Yahweh for this class. And thank you for praising Yahweh for the teacher. And thank you for praising Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. And I just thank and praise Yahweh for everything. Because without Yahweh, we can do nothing. And I'm going to read a couple of verses from 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep the precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thus has taught me how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 4. Though thy precept I get, through thy precept I get an understanding. Therefore I hate as a false way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Remember, tomorrow class is starting at 7:30 on internet. 7:30 tomorrow on internet. Young line, what's your closing statement behind? Tape number 156, you on the clock. Come on. Catch you all Friday at 7:30 on the network. Come on, young line, close it out.
All right. Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for an opportunity to that you need to share Israel of P. Roy. I also want to thank Yahweh for being able to have a wife and children to be able to raise for him. And I also want to thank Yahweh for our elders, our mothers, our teachers, our brothers and sisters in the Six Anointed Camp. I'm going to read the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out her seven pillars. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Wah. And those you got young children today, teach your babies about their beautiful black skin while they still in your arms. Teach them and tell them, look at this beautiful black skin. Get them prepared before they get off into the world that this beautiful black skin is the author of beauty. Build them up, like Job said in 22:23. Build them up. Build them up before they get out in the world. Before they run, the preacher said, black filth, the dirty black skin. Now, you know, that's an arrow from Satan the devil. Build your babies, your grandbabies up now. Dark soil, muddy black skin is the first author of shall never curse the children of Israel to look what? Pale red. So now you know what all of the Israelites look like. Even Yahweh the Son and the Father. Take number 156. Teach your babies the Bible. Stop thinking everybody's created equal the same. No. The children of Israel got a special look from Yahweh. Deep, dark, black, beautiful skin, which is the first author of beauty.